episode number 7. Now, today I'm talking about my Biz Mum journey. And if you are a mother who is thinking about starting a business, if you are a mother who has just started a business, then this episode is for you. If you're wondering, are you doing the right things and are you doing the wrong things and what should I really look out for and what are important? Because when you start business, there are tons of things to do. So on this episode, I'm just going to scratch the surface a little bit just to talk about my journey and how I got started in my business and why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because the why is very important, because that's what drives us in life in general. So my journey on business started in the fact that I had my son and here in Australia. And coming from Finland, I wanted to have the Finnish baby box to sleep my baby. And I did not have a baby box. Like, you could not buy one. At the time, there was no commercial companies doing it. It was only the Finnish government, this was back in 2012, doing it. And my mother could have bought me one and sent me over one, but it was going to cost me $600. And I did not do it. I regret later on that I did it, but I did not do it. I was like, that's just way too much money. And so I had my baby. And then 2 years later, I was pregnant with my number two. And my sister jokingly said to me once that, why don't you start doing the Finnish baby box in Australia? And then there was companies who were producing this box in the States. And then I think there was one in the UK as well, but there was no one doing it in Australia. And I was just like, interesting. So the thought just stayed with me. And then fast forward a year and a half, when my second one was a year and a half old, it just came to me, like, I was in the bus and I was like, of course, the Finnish baby box. And first thing I check, is anyone doing it in Australia? Nope, great, that's what I'm going to start doing. It wasn't just that it was Finnish, but it was like, my God, it's a safe sleep space. It's sustainable, safe sleep space. Something you can offer vulnerable families and parents or mothers who might not have the money and the means to buy things for their kids. I was like, wow, everybody's going to love this. Now, that's a completely different story, but yes, that's what I thought when I started the business. I wanted to help vulnerable families. I wanted to bring this Finnish concept of equality, that every baby is born with equal access to everything. Like in Finland, we have universal healthcare, which might not be the same in Australia and other places. And I was like, yeah, of course, everybody wants to give this to their baby. So first, what we did, I had a business partner, Laura. So we started looking into who can produce the boxes, what we're going to put into the boxes. So lots of brainstorming. We wanted to make it as much as Finnish as possible. From print to all the products. And of course, things change when you research in the Costa issue and so forth. And yeah, so I started because I wanted to help families. So fast forward then to August 2016, we had a website which we made ourselves. And we were just about to launch and we were waiting just the product photos. We had the box as well and with the products in the box. So we just waited someone to take pictures. And this is the lesson number one. Never take a recommendation from someone who hasn't, if they haven't used the provider. So we had someone who took photos and they were just unusable. Like, they were just completely rubbish. It was a he. And I don't think he got the whole baby box idea or the baby products, and he didn't know how to style them or whatever. So in the end, we had 46 photos, which cost us $1,000. Yeah, yikes. And we could not use any of them. In the end, we just launched the website using our iPhone photos, which we have cropped and had, you know, done by this app that you can find, that you can remove everything from the background, etc. So we launched, because we just had to go live with nothing except iPhone photos. And we sold 2-3 boxes in the first week. And we were like, yay, you know, like, great. And then silence for 6 weeks. And we were like, oh my God, what have we done wrong? Why not is buying? Like, what's going on? Why not is buying? Something wrong with the website? We tested the website. We tested everything. We even went to board the box ourselves to make sure it's working. And yeah, nothing. And you're doing lots of advertising in different Facebook groups and advertising full stop on anywhere, everywhere. And then you become a realization that it was like a 100-meter sprint to get to launch the product, but it's actually a marathon to maintain sustainable business, maintain a business that actually makes profit, and business that you don't have to feed into money every month to keep it going. And that realization was like a hard-learned lesson. And then also we started gaining some momentum, and we had nice reviews coming through from bloggers who had bought the box or who was given the box, and we got a lots of good rep in social media, which was great. And then you get some quiet month again, and then it picks up again. So it was like a yo-yo kind of thing. And you felt one day you were deflated, the other days we were like elated of something that was happening, and all the time you're trying to tweak things, thinking, okay, maybe they didn't like this product in the box, asking feedback from the people who buy. So it's like a constant kind of I don't know, a constant like a journey that you were like a roller coaster, and you felt sometimes that you were not even driving the train, you were just as a passenger, and that's not a good feeling. The website we had, it was something that we used called Squarespace. So there's a lots of good websites there that you can do yourself, like Wix and Squarespace are one of those, and Shopify as well. And you can just kind of start it like that, and that's what we did. So my up advice on the website is that, because now we like a year and a half later, we moved to WordPress, and it was like eye-opening how much more you can do with WordPress comparing to Squarespace. So my advice would be that if you are about to launch a business, if you have launched a business and you're thinking about changing your website, then please, 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 make sure you do your due diligence and take a website that is right for your product and your service. Yeah, there might be that Shopify or Squarespace fits into you, and but there's some things like a search engine optimization, for example, Squarespace is not as flexible than it is in WordPress. And everybody is saying that WordPress is the way to go, and that's what I would recommend to anybody who's asking my recommendation, is like go for WordPress. I don't think the year and a half we were in Squarespace was like lost in any way, but we could have gained more by having WordPress from the beginning. So that's a lesson learned for my next business, whenever that is. So we started with iPhone photos. So photographer, yes, make sure that you use a reputable someone that someone has actually used, because the pictures are everything. It's the digital era. They are in your social media, they're in your website, they're everywhere, and that's how people judge you. They judge you by looking at your website, and if that is not up to scratch and your photos are not up to scratch, then they're just going to go for a competitor. The other thing I would just say that, we had lots of time that we spent with our logo. We created a few of our own first. And if you could add, if you could see them, you would be like laughing, because I can laugh now. But they just like a brown baby's head, like a baby's hair, like just a baby's head, and it's a brown bag. And my friend said when I showed it to her, she's like, that's like a baby in a boo bag. I was like, well, yeah, you're right. But we thought it was cute, but we didn't realize, oh, brown and poo and baby. Okay, poo bag. So, yeah, logos, just get a professional to do it. Like, unless you are very, if you're a graphic designer, go for it. But unless you have some clear understanding what you want your logo to look like, you might have a, stand-up shop and you know what you want, then go for it. Just get get it over and done with. But if you, like us, we didn't know what we needed or wanted and how we wanted to display, we probably knew what we didn't want more than what we wanted. Having graphic designer is such a, blessing. And they are not that expensive, and it's not our photos. If you write the right people, you can get good quality stuff done, and it's not, you don't have to pay arm and a leg like thousands of dollars for a good logo. The other thing is branding. So how you present yourself and how we present ourselves through all our social media handles. So if you go and look at our Instagram, and if you look at our Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook, they all are in unison with the same colors and the same fonts. And that's where branding comes in. So if you're just about to start your business, invest on the graphic designer also to give you a brand guidelines. And brand guidelines are your logo, different versions of the logo, and then you can decide, okay, these are for social media only, and this is for website, or this is social media website logo, and everything else is written material or anything else. So just make sure that you have some kind of guidelines that you can follow, and you can get someone else to follow as well, and you just don't pull them off the hat. And same thing goes with the fonts. Like, we bought our first two fonts because we thought that was the way to go, recommended by the graphic designer. But we then realized in later stage, when we were upgrading our website, that these fonts just did not really cut it. Like, they were difficult to read through the website. They look nice if they are just there, but they're difficult to read. They are very just difficult to read. That just sums it up. So we had to change them. So when we updated our website to WordPress, we changed our, fonts as well. What else could I tell you about my business journey? So you won't do the same mistakes. Budget and business plan. Make sure you have a business plan. We wrote one. Did we follow it? Of course not. Should we have followed it? Of course we should have. But like everything, business changes. So after we launch and we spend like lots of thousands of dollars on marketing, and it came back for crickets, we stop all marketing completely, except all the free things that you can get through collaborations, etc. And we just wanted to evaluate the return of investment for everything. What's the point of putting money on Facebook AdWords if you don't know what you're doing? And Facebook AdWords is a completely different beast. You have to test and you have to know what you're doing there. Otherwise, you will be spending lots of time and money on something which doesn't really bring anything back to you. So we stop marketing, and then we evaluate, okay, where is most of our people who are buying our boxes coming? They're coming from Google. We're just going to put more money in Google. We're going to learn Google AdWords, and that's what we did. And it's only now that we're doing other social media platforms and other areas where we can, improve our return on investments. Make sure that you have a plan in place. Don't just go nilly-willy, throwing dollars here and there, unless you have a, bottomless pit where you can get those dollars. And most of us don't, because this is our break. Our mothers, we are in business. We want to succeed. We want to go somewhere, and we just want to do it. But you need to have a plan. You need to have a strategy as well. So business plan, write it, get people to read it, get some feedback, change it, amend it, and hey, things change. Make sure that you have a plan when things change. So if something doesn't work, what is the plan B? One other thing I wanted to mention is strategy, and the strategy in social media. And this is something that I have, found through experiments. And the fact that we did have a plan, but we kind of, because it wasn't working, because it was getting too slow returns, and we didn't know which of these platforms our ideal client was in. And we just spent a lot of time trying to figure that out, too, not much. So you need to have a strategy when you do social media postings. So don't just post pretty pictures of your service or your product. Put other things there out there, but you have to have a strategy. Why are you posting these things? Who are you trying to talk to through your pictures, through your posts? Who are you trying to get to come to look at your website and your product as a result of it. So this comes then back to that you need to know who is your ideal client. You know, where do they hang out, which social media platform they hang out, and when do they spend their time? So you spend your time at the same time as they do. And social media is a beast. Like it's like a black hole. It can swallow all your time and everything if you want to. So don't go through that rabbit hole of spending too much time there. I then just, you know, switch off my apps after I've done the postings for the day. That's a good tip. Turn them off. You don't need to see them until the evening. Then the kids can go on to bed and then you have time to do. Don't be one of those who just all the time checking and replying, because you don't have to do that. So social media, I would say that, you know, check where your ideal client is, and then you take a few of those platforms and concentrate on this. Don't try to do all the platforms. Another tip I would say, even if you, let's say you're only going to do Snapchat and Twitter because that's where your ideal client is, or Instagram and Facebook, it's always good to go and block the other social media platforms and block them for your handle so that nobody else can be you or try to be you and talk as you. So yeah, it's good to go and block those other social media handles for your name, even though you might not use them, but it's good to have them there. So social media strategy, yeah, have one. Make sure you know your client where they hang out. And my last thing would be social. Social media, exactly that, to be social. Don't just post and like and disappear, but actually be social, get into the conversation, and people get to know you, and they're like, oh, so you are somebody, you know what you're doing, and you know what you're doing. Oh, you have this product and service that you're doing as well. So that is my little thing about social media. The last thing I would say, that make sure that you have the right people working in your business with you. People who are supporting you, whether it's your husband, wife team, and whether it's your mother or grandfather, whoever it is, make sure that you do it for the right reason. So my why was to help, you know, vulnerable families here in Australia, and that still is my why. And make sure that, you know, they share your why with you. So what happened with my business partner, Laura, she moved to Seattle in the States. Before we even launched, and it became extremely difficult to work together because of the time difference, and she's in different time zones, and she had different priorities to get to settled in there, and she took a back seat. And again, so make sure that you have the right people at the right time, and nurture those relationships, those people, to your suppliers and your business partners and whoever they are. And make sure that, you know, you have the same why and you're going to the same direction, and share your goals. Make sure you have goals, you have your plan for this year, the next year, the year after. Make sure you have all that in place, because then you can, you know, compare apple to apples. Like now I'm comparing myself. What is my sales in this month than in the, you know, month last year at the same time? And you can see the growth. And as I said, running a business is a marathon, not a 100-meter sprint. And it takes time to get your audience engaged. It takes time to get your customers. But it will all pay off if you do your due diligence and you tick all the boxes and you follow the plan that you have in place and you have the goals that you have there. Now, I haven't written a blog post about this, because this is just me explaining my journey and giving my tips and my views of how you can get there. If you have any questions about this, please let me know. If you want to rate us to let how you feel about our blog post, please do so. And we would love to hear from you. And next week we have something more for whether it's this journey or parenting. I don't know yet, but something interesting anyway. Stay tuned. Thanks. Bye.